What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take a look, shall we? Our first look, not just for this week, but for this year here on The Breakfast Show, some of the local news stories. The Association of Pharmacists in the Service of the State deeply regretted the statements made by the President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, in which he refers to the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs of the Ministry of Health, MINSA, as a medicine mafia. The president of the association, Edgar Andarion, considered that such expressions do not reflect the reality or the dedication with which pharmaceutical professionals in this area carry out their work in favour of public health. He added that the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs plays a crucial role in supervising and regulating the processes that ensure the quality, efficacy and the state of the medicines available in the country. He also urged the government to promote a respectful and constructive dialogue that allows for the analysis and improvement of those processes that require it. This is an essential way to guarantee transparency, mutual understanding and, above all, the well-being of the Panamanian population without compromising the aspects that ensure the protection of their health, he said. In his first report to the country, the President of the Republic announced on the 2nd of January a plan to reduce the prices of medicine in Panama. As part of this initiative, he asked the Minister of Health, Fernando Boyd Galindo, to make the 20 most commonly used medicines available to pharmacies during this month at a significant discount, although he did not specify the percentage of that discount. In addition, Moreno pledged to end what he called the medicine mafia within the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs. In a clear message to officials, the president indicated that those who wish to continue serving a few private distributors should resign and join the private sector. If they're not willing to work for the 4 million Panamanians who need cheap and available medicines, they should leave, he said. And this Monday, the 6th of January, starting today at 10 o'clock, the first debate on the draft reforms to the Social Security Fund, CSS, will resume in the National Assembly, with a priority focus on governance and transparency. The President of Labour, Health and Social Development Commission, Alain Sereno, announced that this first block of the project covers issues related to organisation and governance, specifically the first 50 articles presented. This is the first of the four blocks. We deputies are going to begin the discussion now, said Sedeño, indicating that there's no established time limit for the analysis of each block, which will allow for an exhaustive approach. During the session, each member of the committee will have 30 minutes to speak, with the possibility of a second round of the same duration. However, members of the committee who are not members of the committee will only be able to participate for one 30-minute period without the reply to the right to reply. Furthermore, only members of the Commission have the right to vote, which gives the 9 members of the Commission a crucial responsibility in decision-making. Sedeño clarified that although external actors, such as the director of the CSS, can be present, their participation is limited to specific requests from the deputies. The Commission president expressed optimism about the progress of this first block. We expect approval and we think that this first block will not have any problems. He also stressed that the prior consultations carried out with various sectors were essential to guarantee a consensual approach. However, he stressed the importance of all sectors accepting that the reforms are necessary for the sustainability of the CSS, an issue that he considers a priority for the social well-being of the country. Sedeño called on citizens to remain attentive to the development of the debate. We have made so many consultations because we all agree that a change must be made in the Social Security Fund, he concluded, making it clear that the decisions taken will be decisive for the sustainability of the system in the future. Authorities reported that search efforts are continuing for a crew member of a boat that fell into Gatun Lake on Saturday afternoon. The incident occurred when the ship was heading south, leaving the western lane of the Gatun Lock. Diving teams and operational boats are working intensively at the site, while traffic on the waterway continues to develop normally, the Panama Canal Authority reported. Although no details have been given about the identity of the crew member, one source indicated that he could be a foreigner who did not take precautionary measures when the ship arrived on board. According to the source, when a life jacket is used, it ensures that the body will float in the event of falling into the water, which makes rescue easier. The Prensa consulted the Panamanian representation of the International Transport Workers Federation about the accident, but they are unaware of the details and say they have not received any reports so far. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, believes that it is time for the country to focus on transforming uncertainty into confidence and challenges into opportunities to attract investments, generate employment and promote economic growth. The text of La Cámara Opina, which analyzes the situation of the country every Sunday, the business association praised the government's intention, expressed in the speech of the President of the Republic, José Raúl Mulino, to reduce the size of the state, eliminate unnecessary expenses and bureaucracy, and promote a new law of administrative career. These initiatives are crucial for more competitive, efficient, and transparent Panama, the business association stressed. They also indicated that these statements by the President of the National Assembly, Dana Castañeda, and the President of the Republic reflected a realistic view of the economic, financial, and social situation of the country. Above all, they conveyed their will and determination to face the national challenges with the urgency that they require. And according to the Chamber of Commerce, both messages generated confidence, an essential attribute for both the population and the private sector, which seeks to boost the economy, attract investments, and create the jobs that our population so badly needs. The business association stressed that the speeches reflected the urgency of resolving once and for all the issue of the Social Security Fund, and reiterated that this issue cannot be postponed any longer. We at the CCIAP reaffirm our historic willingness to collaborate in building a sustainable future for this key institution. The businessman represented at the CCIAP indicated that in the first 6 months of government, the adhesion to Mercosur and the recognition by the OECD as the headquarters of the informal semiconductor exchange network are noteworthy, which strategically positions a country in the region and the world. 2025 must be a year of unity and joint action. As the President of the Republic indicated, saving Panama is a shared responsibility, which requires prioritizing the common good over sectorial or personal interests. From this group, we urge all sectors to maintain focus on a common goal, a prosperous, competitive, and equitable Panama for all. On the 30th of December of last year, the Supreme Court of Justice, through Edict No. 3556, reaffirmed the validity of the Environmental Impact Study, the EIA, of the Puerto Barú project, located in the province of Chiriquí. The magistrate's decision rejected the request for provisional suspension of the effects of Resolution No. DEIAIA-003 of 2024 of the Ministry of the Environment, that approved the EIA of the project, presented by various environmental organizations led by the Environment Advocacy Center of Panama and Adopter El Bosque Panama, among others. On the one hand, the Panama Maritime Chamber highlights that the court's ruling reinforces legal security, positions Panama as a modern logistics hub, and promotes the economic development of the western region. The approval of the environmental impact study in question is the result of a technical and scientific analysis by the competent authorities, which constitutes conclusive evidence that environmental provisions have been complied with, the union said in its statement. However, environmental organizations maintain that the process was riddled with irregularities, including an alleged simulation of public consultation. Lawyer Joanna Abrego, representative of the plaintiff organisations, had previously stated to the La Prensa that the court's decision was terrible for the mangroves of David. The EIA was approved by the Ministry of the Environment, Mi Ambiente, and involves dredging for the construction of a 31-kilometre canal deep enough for the navigation of ships for the transfer of goods, hydrocarbons and people, with a protected area that contains 25% of the mangrove surface area of the entire country. This initiative is projected to generate 1,200 direct jobs during its construction and an additional 1,000 during its operation, with an estimated private investment of $250 million. The Mi Ambiente resolution, signed by the then minister, Milciades Concepcion, dated the 16th of January of this year, approved the EIA Category 3, called Puerto Barú project, with all the measures contemplated in the aforementioned study. And the director of the National Migration Service, the SNM, Roger Mujica, expects that when the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump, takes office on the 20th of January, there will be a possible reverse flow of migrants who could try to return to their countries of origin. The idea is that on the way back, measures will be taken so that it will affect our countries as little as possible, Mujica said. Now, regarding the deportations that have been carried out through a memorandum of understanding with the United States, Mujica assured that it will continue to operate under the same guidelines. He also revealed that the United States has approved an additional allocation of resources to support these operations, although official details are still pending confirmation. The amount allocated is similar to the current one, but is intended to maintain ongoing activities. Now, despite a 42% decrease in migration flows, the region continues to record tragedies. In 2024, more than 50 deaths were reported on the journey, including some caused by natural accidents, such as a falling tree. And that's it. There we go. There's our first look, our Monday morning look, at some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.